deacon was tidying up a church one day after Mass, and hearing the doors open up, he looked and saw Jesus walking down the aisle. Dropping everything, he ran to the rectory where he yelled out, "Father, Father!" The pastor looked up from the chair and said, "Calm yourself, what is it?" The deacon blurted out, "I just saw Jesus in the church. What should we do?" The pastor jumped to his feet saying, "Look busy, man, look busy." I gather that most of us are busy. We are busy with our families, careers, school, and other interests. At times it seems that once we are ready for some event, occasion, or deadline, our thoughts have already moved on to the next thing. It may even seem that another year has gone by in a flash as we are finishing up the Thanksgiving leftovers and humming jingles as we go about our Christmas chores of shopping, decorating, planning, and maybe even fretting if we'll have enough time to get everything done. But don't worry, there are only 28 days left. Needless to say, we have busy lives. But are we busy when it comes to matters of our faith? Friends, it is important, meaningful, and altogether necessary that the Church gives us this special season called Advent, a time when we are called to pause, slow down, and reflect upon our relationship with Jesus as we contemplate his birth in Bethlehem, his presence in our daily lives, especially in the sacraments, the Mass, and the Most Holy Eucharist, and awaiting his glorious return. This Advent is different from any other Advent that we have ever experienced. It is different because we are different. In the past year, we have changed. We have another year of life under our belts. Maybe it was a year of successes, challenges, or perhaps one with a few setbacks. Whatever happened during this past year, it has affected us. We have more experience, more knowledge, and even a little more wisdom and a deeper love for God and neighbor. Hold in your hearts that God has been preparing us this past year to deepen our relationship with his beloved Son. And as we turn our attention to Advent, it is our hope that we will see something new, something different, that will instruct us in his ways so that we may walk in his paths. Advent's readings are all about time, past, present, and the future. They remind us that how we live our lives depends on what we think about all three and how this affects our relationship with Jesus. In the first reading, we hear that swords will be beaten into plowshares, conflict between nations will be over, and people will walk in the light of the Lord. What do you think when you hear that? Do you think it's a beautiful thought? A dream of a future that will never happen without divine intervention? Do you put it in a category that it would be nice if that ever happens, like winning the Powerball? Well, that is not what Isaiah thought. He believed that the transformation happened right then and there in his time, not some time off in the distant future. This passage reminds us that thinking that the future is distant and unpredictable can cause us to miss the awareness of seeing that what we do now matters, taking steps to build Jesus' kingdom here on earth. In our second reading, St. Paul tells us that it's time to awake from our sleep, for our salvation is nearer now than we first believed. Indeed, every day brings us closest to Jesus. The apostle encourages us to throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, a reminder how often in our lives God prepares us and waits for us to embrace his transformative grace so that we may put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those times when we have missed the mark, we need only to climb up the Lord's mountain where Jesus awaits to share his peace and love with us in the sacrament of reconciliation. As disciples of Jesus on a spiritual journey by the grace of God, we need to read the signs of the time and be in touch with what is really happening around us. This is what the gospel addresses today. The people of Noah's time are criticized because they were not in touch with what was going on around them. They did not see the upcoming flood, and they continued on with life as usual up until the very day that Noah entered the ark. Jesus warns us in this passage to be ready for the coming of the Son of Man. He reminds us to not consider this coming as some distant event. Rather, it is a reminder to be aware of his continual presence with us, even now, though sometimes we may fail to recognize him. Jesus draws attention to our own awareness and decisions, our own acceptance or rejection, what he calls us to be as his disciples. Each one of us can either be prepared or unprepared for this coming of the Son of Man, and that is the most serious decision in our lives. This is why our Lord calls us to stay awake, to be attentive with what is happening in our lives, so that we will be able to know what needs to change and what needs to stay the same. Friends, Advent is a time we are called to prepare our hearts to welcome Jesus at Christmas, recognize his presence in our daily lives, and be ready for his glorious return. As the church welcomes in a new liturgical year, this is a great time for making a spiritual resolution, to take stock of our lives, to look at where we have been this past year, and ask ourselves, where do we want to be going? It is a time to reflect on what is truly important in our lives, our relationship with Jesus, and how we can grow as his disciples. If we find ourselves just kind of drifting with the current, adrift in the ebbs and flows of our lives, or perhaps complacent and content with that relationship, let us strive to walk in the light of the Lord and embrace the graces God wants to share with us this Advent season. So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those steps that we can take to be busy with matters of our faith as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ?